This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Does your email stress you out? Do you find your blood pressure rising every time your phone pings with the alert of yet another message? Well, according to Forbes, the average executive can receive up to 30,000 emails a year. So if you're one of those people, it wouldn't be that surprising if you occasionally find yourself feeling, well, overwhelmed. Angela Lockwood is an occupational therapist and she's the author of Switch Off, How to Find Calm in a Noisy World. Hi, Angela.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Not at all. I saw this in the Sydney Morning Herald and I immediately thought of my own husband, Angela. He really has an email phobia. I think he receives about 300 emails a day. Is it common for people in that position to feel a bit of a sense of panic when they go to their inbox?
It's unfortunately becoming more common than what we probably all would like to admit. We're getting these emails constantly, and it's not just at work. So we're getting emails at night time. We're getting emails even as we sleep. So for a lot of us, we've got our phone next to our bed as an alarm. But what we don't realise is a notification that'll come through during the night. It'll wake us out of our sleep and it'll take us a long time to get back to sleep. So email, particularly email notifications, are really intruding on every aspect of our life, and it's causing this rise in anxiety around, oh my gosh, am I going to get 300 emails waiting for me when I open my computer or my phone?
Yeah. Do you recommend turning off those notifications then?
I do. Look, I really do.
Okay.
And it's one that's really strong for me because I think we have notifications for everything nowadays. Every app that we have on our phone.
Drives me crazy.
Yeah, and I have children. I don't need to know if Pixel Gun needs an update, or I don't need to know these things. So I turn off all those notifications. But what I do have is I have a notification for my, I guess, my CRM, which is the main thing that drives my whole business. So if I have an activity reminder of something that I need to do that day, or that I need to be at an appointment at a certain time, to me, that's really important for me to know. But so I keep those notifications on. What I don't have is my notifications of email and Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. All those are totally turned off so that I'm in control of when I check them. I don't need someone telling me when to check my social media.
Well, I'm like that too, but I must admit people are often very surprised the next morning. What, you didn't receive my email? I sent it to you last night. I was like, well, yes, but I don't check it at every hour of the day. I try to switch it off because like you, I also have children that need my attention. But the other habit that I've been doing is unsubscribing on the spot when I get things I don't like.
It's a fantastic way to really reduce the numbers of emails that are coming through. One of the things I love to do is open up my email first thing in the morning and press delete. I go delete, and go through, unsubscribe from them and delete them and clear out your trash. Because what that does is it really just hones in your focus on the things that are important in your email. And just because people want to constantly sell you things doesn't mean you need to let them into your life. So unsubscribe and delete them. And that's a really great way to stay in control of the amount of emails and wasteful emails that you get.
Okay. So what are some other steps people can take to be more in control of their emails?
Yeah, so that first one around your notifications is really important. So only the notifications that actually are important for you. That second one around unsubscribing when you need to. Another thing is to actually don't overuse these red flags. So the emails that we have those little red flags that you can put up, I think, in Outlook, or you could have question marks or all these little coloured toning things that we can have. Be really careful of how you use these, because sometimes what can happen is we're reading an email and we're distracted by something else. So we're either doing another project and an email comes in and we quickly scan it and we say, we'll get back to that. We red flag it. And what that means is that most of our emails become red flagged. So if everything is really important, then nothing is important.
So, yeah, that's true.
So really be aware of how you categorize your emails. Important means important. Other things can wait and a lot of things can be deleted. So that's really a big one for people. And you know who you are if you're a red flag person.
Yeah.
The one that I really enjoy doing, and when I say enjoy, it sounds like seriously you enjoy it. What I do is I print long-winded emails. So a lot of people write emails like they talk.
Oh, I know. It's infuriating.
And I'm a talker, Katrina. I'm sure you would be the same. If I wrote emails like I talk, I'd be writing book after book after book. So really just print emails that are long-winded, sit and highlight the action points in them that you need. Don't try to do it in your email. And the reason I say this is because when you're in a, on a computer constantly, it adds to your feeling of overwhelm. If you can print it, what it does is it just it takes you off the computer for a while. You focus on that email and go, what is it that I need to do within this email that's actionable? And then do it. And so that's just one of those ways that people are really, you still print emails. I only print the ones where people have got lots of action points in it or lots of things that I need to remember.
I think that's really clever because so often we have an inbox full of stuff which is that we plan to get to later, but that we don't get to. And so the inbox is a lot fuller, I guess, than it really needs to be.
I have to say, Katrina, I'm not perfect in this area by any means. I have a folder. It's called To Be Read. And my To Be Read folder is, it's like the old Encyclopedia Britannica. Actually, I could probably create Wikipedia out of my To Be Read.
How many emails do you reckon are in the To Be Read inbox?
I would say, and I am, I would say about 850.
Oh, yes. I'm so glad that you're fallible as well. That's good.
Look, it's never perfection in these areas. Always just look for whatever works for you. I know that To Be Read is there if I ever am bored one day and want to read it, but there'll be come to a point one day where I'll go, I'll never get to those. They've been sitting there and I'll just press delete and I'll feel fantastic.
Oh, yes, that is a good feeling for sure. Well, thanks so much, Angela, for your tips this morning.
My pleasure. Look, the final thing, Katrina, that I think is really I want people to know is that emails are about you being in control. So what we've done with technology is we've allowed it to start to control us. Emails are the thing you can control. So take that control back by just looking at your habits and start to do a couple of these little things we talked about and that email anxiety will start to disappear.
Okay. Well, thank you.
My pleasure.
And that's occupational therapist, author and speaker Angela Lockwood. She's the author of Switch Off, How to Find Calm in a Noisy World.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.